Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory to dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure during the Honda Great Getaway event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm here. My name is Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day just as best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And just one day before the University of Memphis is scheduled to kick off 2020 college football season, some troubling news coming out of the program, courtesy of Local 24's Jenny DiPrizio. She is reporting that John Broussard, a member of the University of Memphis football team, was involved in a shooting earlier this week that seems to be the result of a number of people, the number being reported is 10, being involved in a fight Sunday night on Spotswood. According to Jenny, John Broussard was shot in the leg. Another person who is not believed to have been connected to the football program was shot in the lower left back. And again, according to the report, DeMonte Coxey was a witness to the shooting. It's obviously coming one day after a Whitehaven football player was shot and killed at a convenience store in Whitehaven. So, ugly football stories as we get ready to start this college football season at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium tomorrow night. We'll talk about it momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:20, Dan Wolkin's going to join me, national columnist for USA Today. Been a busy week in the world of sports. Pac-12 getting advanced testing capabilities that might allow it to play sports before the year 2021. President Trump putting pressure on the Big Ten to try to start its football season, quote, immediately. Dan Wolkin will get us caught up on all of those things. He'll be here in the next segment. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories, 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them unbelievable shot last night in the NBA playoffs. OG Anunoby buried a shot in the final second to help the Raptors avoid a 3-0 deficit to the Boston Celtics. Fred VanVleet was quoted on his way to the locker room saying to no one in particular, "They done effed up," as if to say, "They gave us life, now they're in trouble." Wild story last night in the bubble. We'll get into that around 4:44. Washington's NFL franchise released future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson this morning. That's good news for former University of Memphis standout Antonio Gibson. We'll get into that story a little later on this hour. An ECS graduate got called up to the big leagues today. Started in the outfield for the Minnesota Twins, so that's an awesome deal. Tell you about him just before 5 o'clock. And Lionel Messi, surprise, surprise, now says he's staying with Barcelona. Unexpected turn of events. We'll get into that during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. Then we'll eventually do dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview, and we'll get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with a report from a local 24's Jenny DiPrizio. She is reporting, and she has a copy of a police report, that John Broussard, who is a member of the Memphis football team, he originally went to Auburn and then transferred to Memphis following the 2018 season. And he set out last season as a redshirt junior, is eligible now. Jenny is reporting that he was shot on Sunday in the leg, and that DeMonte Coxey, who is obviously one of the stars of the Memphis football program, was a witness to the shooting. She reports that the incident happened on Spotswood. So far, she has not secured a comment from the University of Memphis Athletic Department. The police report, according to Jenny, says that about 10 people were fighting in the street, again, the street being Spotswood, when the shooting happened. Broussard was taken to the hospital, this is good, in non-critical condition. Another person who is not believed, according to Local 24, to be connected to the football program was shot in the lower left back. So, Bennett, this isn't the type of thing you like to hear the week of your season opener, the news breaking the day before you're supposed to play Arkansas State.
No, it's not. But it's good to hear that nobody was seriously injured.
Well, we don't know that exactly.
We don't know about the other person.
We don't know about the other person. Okay, okay. You know, shot in the lower left back, that sounds scary.
Yep.
Jenny has not reported the condition of that person. But again, that person is not believed to have been connected to the football program. Doesn't make it any better. It just means that it won't impact the Memphis football team in any tangible way. But I couldn't help but when I read this report to also think about what happened yesterday in Whitehaven. A young man named Demetrius Robinson shot and killed after an incident at a gas station near the school. He's a 6'5 senior. You know, it's senior year of high school. Shot. Dead. I imagine not very far from where he lives, not very far from where he goes to school. And after that is reported, I guess we knew someone was shot and killed there last night. I don't know exactly when we found out that it was a Whitehaven High School football player. I believe maybe it was late last night, but I went to bed relatively early last night, so I didn't read about it until this morning, but it just breaks your heart. We don't have all the details on that, but it was a young man in this city who's going to school, playing football, and I promise you when he woke up yesterday morning, he didn't think that was going to be his last day alive, and yet it was because of gun violence in the city. And then, you know, as I prepare to spend a few minutes at least on that story. Literally minutes before I'm getting ready to start this show, I see the report from Local 24 that a University of Memphis football player was also involved in a shooting, a shot in the leg. John Broussard, taken to the hospital in non-critical condition. Demonte Coxey was listed in a police report as a witness to the incident. At this point, I don't believe we know whether anybody has been arrested for the shooting or charged with the crime, but I don't want to turn this into something it's not, but every day, you're reading about something just horrific. And one of the things that I can remember people saying when I was younger, and I don't even mean like a child, I mean like a young adult, was that, yes, Memphis is a violent city. I mean, the numbers have always been the numbers. There's a reason why First 48 comes here to create, you know, do a television show. The numbers have always been the numbers, but I can remember seeing the data and people telling me and then me telling other people, yeah, but all of it happens here or here or here. And those are places you've probably never been and will never go. The point being that, yes, some bad things happen in Memphis every single day. At least it feels that way. But they don't happen where you're at or where you're going to be. And when I say that, I mean like where I'm at and where I'm going to be. And that's just not true anymore about our city. I mean, I grew up 5 miles from where this young man was killed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I won't pretend that I'm in Whitehaven often, but I promise you I've driven past that gas station. I promise you I've been to that gas station. And this is on Spotswood. I mean, what?
Yeah, man, I lived on that street for years.
Right. This is shooting on Spotswood.
Yeah.
Memphis football player rushed to the hospital in non-critical condition, shot in the leg on Spotswood. And, of course, we had another Memphis football player shot and killed several years back, right there off of campus. And then, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, did you see the story about CeCe's Pizza?
I did. That was my first job at that CeCe's.
What in the world?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, again, just to circle back, there was a time where you'd turn on the news and it was one bad thing after another. Not to pick on local news, but that just sort of, you turn it on and it's just like there was a shooting here and there was a shooting there.
Yeah.
And there was a shooting here. It's just sort of, I don't know how the formula works, how they figure all that, but it
can't not report it.
Well, I mean, you could.
I guess.
You could, but they don't for whatever reason. Yeah. And I'm not here to tell them how to do their jobs any more than I would want them to tell me how to do mine. I don't know anything about local news other than when I watch it, I often see, and we start tonight with a shooting wherever. And you would see we start tonight with a shooting wherever. And it would be somewhere, they would all be in the same places, wherever those places are. And I don't mean all without exception, but for the most part. And sadly, and in a way that can be terrifying, the shootings aren't confined to any one place anymore. Stuff happens everywhere. CeCe's Pizza? At what? Papa Plaza?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could be at CeCe. I've been there. Like, imagine, you just, after school, you pick up your kids, you go to eat some cheap pizza, and the place is shot up? What? That was unimaginable once upon a time. Now a pizza joint at Papa Plaza is shot up? And I told you, that came just a few days after. I was leaving TPC Southwind, a private golf club where literally a week earlier, the best golfers in the world were playing. So I play 18 holes, miss a bunch of putts, lose a bunch of balls, get in my car, drive home. I was a minute or two away from witnessing a shooting on Hacks Cross. A guy, in a road rage incident, it appears, shot out a woman's, the back of her car. She had two kids in the back seat. This is on Hacks Cross, less than a mile from Southwind. I think it was at the corner of Hacks Cross and Winchester, which basically is Southwind. What? And now, another just really scary and unfortunate and rough story. A Memphis football player shot in the leg on Sunday night. Thankfully, rushed to the hospital in non-critical condition. But it is interesting that the University of Memphis never acknowledged this. Sometimes when these types of things happen, the university does get on top of it and say there was an incident this weekend, our player is resting comfortably or whatever. This is the first, far as I know, Jenny's report, Local 24, is the first I have heard of this. She got her hands on the police report and is awaiting a comment from the University of Memphis. But, and let's be clear, this would be awful incident, whether it happened in July or January, it doesn't matter. But for it to happen the week of the season opener and for it to get reported publicly for the first time the day before your season opener is just takes a little bit of whatever joy was connected to this football season getting underway tomorrow night with a big nationally televised game on ESPN. It takes a little bit away from that. It already is a weird thing playing college football in the middle of a pandemic. Capacity crowd expected at the Liberty Bowl tomorrow. Capacity crowd of 4,537 because of social distancing protocols. Like, you know, and then this coming in the same week that, you know, your best player opts out of the season. So it was already like not feeling normal. And now you've got this sort of hanging over the program and in some ways hanging over the game. I don't know that it'll be a dominant storyline tomorrow night on the ESPN broadcast, but you know, the University of Memphis football team will play a game tomorrow night on television, and it'll happen one day after it was reported a University of Memphis football player was shot in the leg earlier in the week, and one of the stars of the team, DeMonte Coxey, was considered a witness. Again, according to the police report, this seems to be a situation where, for whatever reason, about 10 people were fighting. Who knows? And as is the case too often now, in Memphis, but also all over this country, as is the case too often now, what used to be a fight no longer stays a fight. Too often somebody's got a gun, too often it gets used. I can tell you, and like sometimes I talk about these things, I don't want anybody to think I like grew up in Collierville or with a lot of money. I didn't. I didn't grow up poor, but I certainly didn't grow up free of trouble. But it never occurred to me when I was young whether we were arguing with somebody at a gas station or after school. It never occurred to me that it might, be careful, somebody might get shot. Like, it's just not something you thought about. Mm. I wasn't in all kinds of fights because I don't think I'd be good at fighting. Like, I haven't fought since fifth grade. And I wasn't good then. I think I won the fight, but I wasn't good. I just fighting somebody worse than me. But after that, I retired. So I retired, I don't think 1-0, but I won my last fight. I think that's reasonable to say. Then I retired. I just, not saying nobody ever wanted to fight me. I walk away from it. I'm not trying to get beat up. But I was around fights. You know, I've been around bars where, all right, let's go outside. And you go outside. Next thing you know, two of your friends are fighting three big dudes. Or five of your friends are fighting one guy. Like, however the math breaks down. I've seen that midtown bars, downtown bars. It never once occurred to me somebody might pull out a gun and shoot somebody. And yet, on back-to-back days in Memphis, first a high school football player yesterday gets involved in an altercation at a gas station. Next thing you know, pop, pop, he's dead. Kid. And then what we find out today is that earlier in the week, fight near campus, University of Memphis. Same streets I used to walk up and down. You used to live on. A fight rooted in something breaks out for whatever reason. Next thing you know, somebody pulls out a gun. Pop, pop, pop. Got a Memphis football player shot in the leg, taken to the hospital, and another person, unidentified, shot in the lower back. It's just scary stuff, that's all. And it's not unique to Memphis, I don't think. But, I mean, it has been a matter of weeks. And on this show, I have talked about nearly witnessing a shooting right outside Southwind. CC's Pizza at Papa Plaza getting shot up. And multiple football players in our city, one at the high school level, another at the college level, shot. That seems excessive. And so, listen, if there was an easy fix for this stuff, I'm sure somebody would have already easily fixed it. But it doesn't make it any less sad. There's too much gun violence in the city. And it's in all parts of the city. Or at least it can trickle into all parts of the city. And every story I just mentioned is a reminder of that. Talk to Jeff Calkins more about it a little after 5 o'clock. We come back, we'll get an update on everything happening in college football. Pac-12, Big Ten. Dan Wolkin from USA Today joins me next. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
When life gives you lemons, 92.9 gives you sports, sports, sports. It's Labor Day weekend with Memphis and the Mid-South's number one sports place, 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting on the Radio.com app. Download Radio.com free in the App Store and hit the heart on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, it's been a crazy year, but some things are still awesome, like sports. Online at 92.9ESPN.com.
Honey, do you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
Oh, my God, the roof is leaking. Okay, I got this. Look out, coming through.
What are you doing?
I'm catching the water to keep us from drowning. What are you doing?
I'm calling Bennett Roofing. They've got 24-hour emergency service and can get our roof fixed in no time. Put those pots away. I just washed those.
Licensed and insured, Bennett Roofing offers 24-hour emergency service on all roof repair. Visit them at BennettRoofingMemphis.com or call them at 901-359-9708.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines. Take extra precautions if at higher risk. Wash our hands frequently. Stay 6 feet from others when we can. And when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Looking for fun? Hit Instant Games are available now at Tennessee Lottery retailers near you. These new Instant Games are loaded with cash prizes, ranging from $50 up to $5,000.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Football is coming back to take your mind off everything. And even better, you could win $10,000 for real. All you gotta do is pick a winner with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em every week. Just pick the winners at radio.com/picks. The player with the most correct picks every week gets $1,000. Do that across the whole season, you get the $10,000 grand prize. And it's free to enter. Take that, 2020. The Rocket Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Make your picks now at radio.com/picks.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
This is the Frawls family. They live on a piece of land they call greener pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frawls family runs with us, because this is more than just land. It's home. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Check it out.
You lifted your car?
Yep. Refinanced my auto loan with Navy Federal. Put the money I saved towards an 18-inch lift kit. Pretty sweet, huh?
It's a minivan.
Well, now it's a megavan.
Members save over $1,000 a year on average when they refinance their auto loans with Navy Federal. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Payment savings based on new auto loans booked between January and April 2020 compared to prior loan payments. Your actual savings may be different. Insured by NCUA.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perk Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like tight.
Washington's NFL franchise released future Hall of Famer Adrian Peterson this morning. That's good news for former University of Memphis standout Antonio Gibson. We'll get into that story in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, the national columnist, USA Today, it's Dan Wolkin. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
So, Dan, big announcement from the Pac-12 yesterday. They are going to have rapid daily testing soon. Can you explain to the folks listening exactly what's happening there and what it means for those institutions?
Well, what happened is the Pac-12 entered a deal with a company that has been in development of these rapid tests, and basically they're going to send out machines to all 12 of the schools in the Pac-12 and give them the resources and the testing kits or whatever it is that you need to do these tests. And so every single day when they get sports started again in the Pac-12, they will have the ability to do these tests on campus, on site in the facility, and get the results in 15 minutes. You know, obviously, rapid testing we've had in some places, but not widespread. Accuracy has been in question, but, you know, probably has helped if you can do multiple tests. Regardless, the Pac-12 will be able to identify, at least to a pretty high degree of accuracy, whether somebody on a day-to-day basis has COVID, which is a great thing because that is what we have always kind of needed and wanted to get sports back going again.
Do we have a sense for how much something like this costs? Like, even Major League Baseball, I don't think, has those types of capabilities. They must have really invested here.
Yeah, the financial part of the deal was not disclosed, and they were saying it was going to be kept confidential. I'm sure at some point somebody will figure out exactly what it costs. But I do think that the tests on a day-to-day basis are inexpensive, and that's the whole point. Now, you know, I don't know about the machines and the other capability that goes along with it, but, you know, I do think that they have invested in it. They've been early in terms of partnering, and I'm sure it's good for the company to partner with the Pac-12. because this is great exposure for them, and it's sort of a test, as they say, for society, in that there's never been this large-scale project for people who are asymptomatic for this test. So it'll actually give the testing company a lot of data as well.
I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but this is obviously, or at least it sounds to me like it's a game changer. And, you know, as you put it, could be the type of thing that allows the Pac-12 to responsibly and effectively play a football season whenever they decide to start it. And yet, when my wife goes and gets a COVID test, it takes 2 weeks for her to get her results back, which means almost regardless of what it says at that point, it doesn't really mean anything anymore. Is there an explanation for why Pac-12 student athletes will soon be able to be tested every day and get results in 15 minutes, but on a national level, we're still just an absolute mess?
Well, I think the idea would be that the production of this kind of thing and the technology of it is advancing fast enough that, you know, by next spring, hopefully, we could have, like, in-home test kits. That's kind of what people are envisioning, and there's talk about that. But, you know, not to get political, sure, but way back in March, like, when this all happened, there were a lot of people who said that the White House should have employed the Defense Production Act to deal with testing, and that should have been priority one for the administration, was to figure out a way to do mass testing, rapid testing, to put all the resources of the federal government behind getting that done. But it didn't happen for whatever reason that other people can speculate about.
And I know you don't want to get too political, and I understand that. But let me ask this, just on a, because you're a smart guy. You don't just deal in sports. You understand what's happening in this country. Wouldn't that have been the best way to get reelected, is to beat a guy that saved the country from COVID-19? Like, why, if you had the power to do that, why not
right.
do it?
Well, let's take this to sports, all right? And this is, I hear this all the time from people, okay? It's on Twitter, it's everywhere you go, that the reason that people are not playing sports is it's political, right? They're saying it's political. It's about the election. It's to make Donald Trump look bad. Let me ask you this question. If you rewind the clock back to March, April, and May, when we were going through this whole national debate about whether or not we should be locked down or whether we should be reopening the country, right? And states like where I live, states like Georgia, reopened really quickly, way quicker than a lot of other places around the country. And yet the political benefit of that is seriously in question. In other words, it was Republican states who were much more aggressive in reopening as quickly as possible, skipping all the gating criteria, skipping all the phases. They just went, you know, it was Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Texas, reopen, reopen, reopen. And it was Democratic states and states where they're not playing football right now, where they were much more restrictive and much more, long-term with the lockdowns. But the idea behind the lockdowns was, back in March, April, May, was that we would actually be on the other side of it if we did it longer in the spring, that by now, by the fall, by election season, that we'd kind of be over COVID, right? So it just doesn't make any sense. The political benefit was entirely in more aggressive lockdowns if you're trying to get reelected in November. But it's the same thing with sports. So it's just totally counterintuitive to say that people are making decisions now about the election. They were making the same decisions in March, April, May when they were attempting to end COVID by now. So it's just people are just – I don't even know what to say. They're just crazy. The theories are crazy.
I'm talking to Dan Walken here from USA Today. All right, back to football. So when can we expect to watch, I don't know, USC at Oregon?
Well, I think that the Pac-12 is still looking at January as a likely starting date, although it could be moved up. It's not 100% certain that they can't start a little bit earlier. But you also have to remember – They've still got some issues in the Pac-12 with local restrictions on gatherings and contact practices and stuff that they're going to have to figure out. You also have to remember that it's basically a six-week ramp-up to get to a season. Once you pull the lever and say, all right, we're going to start, you still need 6 weeks. So you're still talking about the earliest would be November, but I still think as of right now, they're just going to let it breathe a little bit. Maybe they can start a little earlier than January, but I don't think there's going to be a major, major shift at the timeline, and we're going to go to the Pac-12 sometime next week, say, all right, let's get ready to play football.
Talking to Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Meantime, the other big story in college athletics this week, President Trump actually got on the phone with Big Ten Commissioner Kevin Warren and had what he labeled a productive conversation about the Big Ten trying to start playing football. I think the word the president used was immediately. That's not going to happen. But, like, earlier than they said, is it possible the president's influence can actually lead to the Big Ten playing football earlier than it plans on playing football?
No, if anything, it hurts. Because, first of all, I mean, these folks, the college presidents in that league, they made a decision what they felt was based on the information and the science that they were looking at the time. And, they still have not had any movement toward a significant change. I mean, like the Pac-12, they're still looking at trying to start in January, or maybe, there's a chance that they could go around Thanksgiving. But that's probably about the earliest they could and that they're going to do. And it's also going to involve, the rapid testing and all this other stuff. What was interesting about the situation with the president, I don't know if you saw the Sports Business Journal story in which it was revealed that Clay Travis was basically brokering the phone call, right, between Kevin Warren and Donald Trump. And, it was interesting when that happened. I mean, the reality of that revelation coming out is, the Big Ten made a decision based on talking to their medical experts. Do you really think that they are going to be strong-armed and doing something different, knowing that the person who has probably been the most incorrect, maybe in the entire American media, about coronavirus? I mean, a person who probably, his fans had probably gotten sick, and I mean, I hope nobody's died because they listened to Clay Travis, but it's certainly within the realm of possibility. Do you really think Big Ten presidents are going to get strong-armed into changing their minds because that person was involved? Absolutely not. So you have to sort of realize the agendas here. The president's got a very clear agenda, trying to get reelected, needing votes in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. These people who run these universities are not going to take kindly to being fashioned into political props in that way.
It is remarkable as it pertains to Clay. Like, he has been gigantically wrong over and over again about COVID-19, and yet still talks about it every day as if he's the only one who understands it. It's like, I wanted Marvin Bagley. I thought Marvin Bagley should be the number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft. And guess what? This is the first time I've said that out loud in years. Because it was so clearly wrong, I don't want to talk about it. And yet there's Clay talking about COVID-19 every day as if he's the only one who gets it. And yet he's the guy who said, first, we probably wouldn't even have 1,000 Americans die. Then it'll probably be all gone by July, or almost nobody will have it by the end of July. Like, he could not have been more wrong, but he has this weird, almost Trump-like ability to talk about it every day as if he's the only one who understands it. It is a weird thing. And not just that he does it because I know why he's doing it, but that people actually believe him or still listen to him is insanity to me.
Oh, every single day, and I'm sure you do too.
Sure.
Like, I don't follow Clay, and I don't really pay any attention to what he says. But I do get people every single day who on Twitter will fill my mentions like with stuff that he is saying and tweeting. And so I do see it. And, and it's like, well, you should, if you really want the truth about COVID, you should listen to Clay Travis. It's like, what are you talking? It's just, like I said before, it's like three quarters of the country or a third of the country is in this totally different information bubble than the other two thirds of us. It's remarkable.
It is remarkable. I'm wrapping up here with Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Last thing before I let you go, there was in addition to the NBA playoffs, a big NBA story yesterday. Steve Nash hired by the Brooklyn Nets to be a head coach, even though he has, best I can tell, never coached at any level, certainly not at the NBA level, even as an assistant coach. This has, among other things, gotten Stephen A. Smith fired up. He says that this is a classic case of white privilege. Do you think Stephen A. is making a point here, or did Steve Nash just get this job because Kevin Durant's worked with him before, Kevin Durant believes in him, and Kevin Durant's got a lot of say over who's going to coach the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, look, it's a tough issue because Steve Nash is certainly somebody who you can envision being a great coach if that's what he wants to do. He's got the basketball IQ. He's got the relatability. He's somebody who commands incredible amounts of respect among the current generation of players. He certainly seems like he could be a Steve Kerr-like great coach. But I also think you look at the perspective of people, and I just wrote a column and published it. I don't know if you saw it, but I talked to Gary Charles. You know Gary Charles.
Yeah, you know what? He called me last night. I've got to call him back today, but you've already talked to him.
So he has this organization that he just started, and there's a lot of, like, prominent black figures as part of this organization. In fact, Penny Hardaway is one of the people involved. I believe Penny tweeted something about it a couple days ago. And so, like, they literally just launched this thing. And then, Gary kind of gave me the statement, and, I talked to him and Dave Latow. I mean, they got a bunch of, big-name people on board with this. And, I think there's a legitimate concern about, the numbers. I mean, the numbers of black head coaches in the NBA is pretty bad. There's as of right now, I believe there's five, or I believe there's six out of 30 teams. And five of them were hired to rebuilding situations, teams that were bad or going to be bad. And you can find all kinds of examples where that has happened. I mean, David Fizdale, gets hired by the Knicks, total rebuilding situation, out after, 100 games. When you see that and you see black head coaches who, get put in those situations and don't get very good jobs, to then see Steve Nash just kind of walk in with no experience, I think it's totally understandable that can raise some eyebrows. Not anything against Steve Nash or that he's not good, but do you have this sort of systemic divide in front offices and ownership where white coaches without experience get more benefit of the doubt than black coaches with either no or limited experience? And I think it's a worthy conversation that we should be having.
Yeah, and the numbers, as you pointed out, certainly suggest something isn't right. Exactly what we could debate, but it certainly suggests something isn't right. That's Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. He's on Twitter, at Dan Wolkin. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
All right, see you, GP.
Bye-bye. That's Dan Wolkin from USA Today. Nick Wright had a nice piece on this earlier today on television, because what some people have said, and I can acknowledge up front, this is a complicated one, because, like, if you told me Steve Nash wanted to coach my basketball team, even though he's never coached, I do think that Steve Nash, like, checks a lot of the boxes. Temperament, demands respect, he's won at the highest level. Here's what I'm saying. I can envision him being very successful at this.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, like, I see why you would be interested in Steve Nash, especially if Kevin Durant has worked with him and says, this guy's good, really smart,
right,
knows his stuff. Like, I can understand how you'd be influenced by that. On the other hand, we talked about yesterday, a lot of former black players have gotten head coaching jobs in the NBA without any reasonable experience, just like Steve Nash. They didn't get this job. They didn't get the Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving job. But Nick's point this morning, and I thought this was pretty good, he said, okay, we say, well, Steve Nash gets his job. He's a former player, and former players do get these jobs sometimes. Right now there's 9 former players who are coaching in the NBA. 9 former NBA players. Some all-stars, some not, but 9 former NBA players coaching in the NBA. Okay, first let me tell you the breakdown of race inside the NBA. It's about 80-20 black. 9 NBA head coaches are former NBA players right now. How many of them are black?
9
former NBA players are NBA head coaches right now at this minute. Steve Nash is the newest. How many of those 9 are black?
I'll say 3.
2.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got a league that's 80% black when it comes to players. And then some of your former players become head coaches. And right now the number's 9. And 7 of the 9 are white guys. The math doesn't add up. So it doesn't mean that something is unforgivable about Steve Nash being given this opportunity. Steve Nash had a personal relationship with Sean Marks, had a personal relationship with Kevin Durant. I personally can envision a scenario where it works very well. But there is a problem when 80% of your players are black and 9 of your players become head coaches, but then 7 of those 9 are white guys. Like, that suggests there is a problem there somewhere. Now, how we got to that point, what do you do about it? We have a big conversation about that, but the numbers don't add up. If you got 80% black players, and then 9 of those former players become head coaches, but then 7 of those 9 are white guys, the numbers don't add up. Something skewed in the wrong direction. So Stephen A. Smith has gotten pummeled a little bit, a lot. Because he was intense about this yesterday and then again today. And I don't know that he's got it exactly right. I don't know that he's got it exactly right. But if he's upset because not just the Steve Nash situation, but situations in general, if he's upset because it doesn't seem to line up with what the numbers suggested ought to line up with, I get that. I get that. Because math is math. And the math doesn't work. At least not in current times. We come back, NBA playoffs, 2 games last night, 2 games tonight. The first one last night, oh boy, it ended in dramatic fashion. Big time shot by a former Indiana star. We'll talk NBA next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
A fellow went up to the desk in the hotel lobby to register. A large dog lying in front of the desk made him nervous. The desk clerk greeted him. Uneasy, the man asked, "Does your dog bite?" The desk clerk simply said no. With that assurance, the man decided he would pet the dog. Just as he put his hand down, the dog bit him sharply. In pain, he said, "I thought you said your dog wouldn't bite." I like the desk clerk's response. "Sir, that's not my dog." It's important to ask the right questions. The questions we ask determine the answers we get. One question we ask God is, "Why are you punishing me this way?" The truth is, God isn't punishing us. We need to ask, "What do you want me to teach me in front of all this suffering?" So examine the questions you ask. Instead of why is this happening to me, ask, "What could I learn from this?" I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house, therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And air duct cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Hashtag Move Memphis Forward is proud to recognize the WM Bar Company, talking with President Scott Beal. Scott, WM Bar has been in Memphis since 1946, but for some of our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little bit about the company's story.
Well, as you say, we've got a long and proud tradition in Memphis. Our brand is 100% employee-owned, with 450 employees globally and 320 right here in Memphis, which is our primary base of operations with our corporate headquarters. Our business is in specialty cleaning products and solvents in the home improvement, household, and automotive industries.
Can you talk a little bit about how the pandemic has affected your business?
You know, at the beginning, the impact of the pandemic was unclear, as it was for all of us, and there was a lot of uncertainty. But as we've gone along, we've seen significant demand for our products. And so to meet all that demand, we're working our factories overtime, and we're working hard to ensure a safe working environment for our employees.
Scott, thank you, and thanks to the WM Bar Company for helping Move Memphis Forward. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward is powered by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to remind you that you are not alone. Each day, we highlight conversations with celebrities, athletes, and mental health professionals who share their experiences to help you manage feelings of anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Join us Wednesday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for a two-hour in-depth discussion as we take the mental health temperature of the nation. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
Prescriptions products require approval from an online healthcare provider. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Everyone needs a good wingman, someone who always has your back when you need it. But what about a wingman in the bedroom? Visit RexMD.com for real ED medication and get a wingman that keeps on giving. Here's how it works. Just fill out a 5-minute online quiz, and based on your information, RexMD.com will provide one of their private online doctors to find an effective solution just for you to improve your drive and performance. If appropriate, you can get generic options of Viagra or Cialis starting at just $3 per tablet. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and there's no need to visit the pharmacy, as your prescription will be delivered directly to you, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Everyone needs a good wingman. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
This is a special end of summer announcement from Dell. At our Labor Day sale, small businesses can save up to 50% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. We're committed to taking your business to the next level. Give our small business technology advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call us at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. Last temptation of Mike, but I'm a God ticker. Tell me as a Bob that the God don't need a job. And if I did,
sports in the United States have finally mostly returned. Football's back, Major League Baseball headed toward the playoffs. MLS season continues, so we got a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you're like me, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. If you're like me, New Amsterdam Vodka might be your drink of choice. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Benadoyle?
It is so smooth you could drink it straight.
It's so smooth you could drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, they also have a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, doesn't matter to me, make sure to get gluten-free New Amsterdam vodka. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or inside a liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka, that's New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, New Amsterdam Spirits. Jeff Cock is going to be here a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back to the Memphis football story. Tigers kicking off the season tomorrow. A report from Local 24 earlier this afternoon that one of Ryan Silverfield's players was involved in a shooting earlier this week. He was shot in the leg. Name's John Broussard. He was taken to the hospital in non-critical condition. Also, according to Local 24, among the witnesses to the shooting, Memphis star DeMonte Coxey. Jeff Calkins will be here with me to discuss a little after 5. Right now, though, I got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
So I told you yesterday that after having back-to-back nights of Game 7s, I just couldn't get too excited about the Thursday night doubleheader in the NBA playoffs because you had Raptors Celtics, Celtics up 2-0, and then Nuggets Clippers after the Nuggets looked exhausted. And credit where credit is due, I think when we're talking about Nuggets Clippers yesterday, I said, Bennett, I feel like the Clippers are going to just be up by a bunch in the second quarter and the game will never be close. And that is exactly what happened. The Clippers outscored the Nuggets 38-20 in that second quarter and cruise to a 23-point victory. So that game was boring, but the first game was awesome. Did you get home in time to see any of it?
I did.
So, Raptors-Celtics. Celtics already up 2-0 and with a chance to go up 3-0. Obviously, in other sports, 3-0 deficits have been overcome in the postseason. Never in the NBA. It's never been done. So you go up 3-0, history says you are going to advance.
Right.
So we're in the final seconds. We're tied. And then Kemba Walker, incredible pass.
It was.
Incredible pass. Gets it to Daniel Tice. Dunk. Probably should have been an and one. And if he makes the free throw, we got possibly overtime coming. But it wasn't an and one. It was a dunk two-pointer. And so the Celtics are up 2 points with 0.5 left. Now, the Raptors are able to advance the ball with the timeout, so they do. And at that point, I'll be completely honest with you. Something happened in my house or somebody called me, and I just walked away from the TV.
Oh, dang.
I just
figured. You missed it.
I didn't see it live. So they go down 0.5. You don't assume somebody's going to score with 0.5.
No.
They go down 0.5. Kyle Lowry inbounding with Taco Fall in front of him, so that's something. He throws it cross-court to O.J. Anunoby, who catches it wide open. And you still got to get the shot off quickly, mm-hmm. and you got to make it. He got it off quickly. He made it. Buzzer beater. And the Raptors win it 104-103. And now instead of having a 3-0 series, we got a 2-1 series. And Fred VanVleet, I don't know if you saw this, was quoted on his way back to the locker room talking to, you know, nobody in particular, said they done messed up now. Except he didn't say messed up. He used a word that starts with an F. They done effed up now. Meaning they should have never let us
back in it.
They should never have let us back in it. And now we've got a real series, which from a basketball fan perspective is fun. Like Celtics-Raptors was one of the semifinal series that I was looking most forward to. And for the Celtics to be on the verge of going up 3-0, just sort of like, ugh, they ripped away one of our possibly good series. But now it's back. And to contrast, the inbounds play that Toronto pulled off with the one Oklahoma City tried to pull off the night before is just like, hey, I know this much going forward. If I got to get a shot off for a win with about a second or less to go, I want Nick Nurse in charge instead of Billy Donovan in charge, because that last night worked brilliantly. Night before for Oklahoma City, did not. But did you realize this when you were watching it? That was the 5th consecutive playoff game that went down to the final buzzer.
How about that? Bubble has been awesome.
The bubble has been awesome. Because if you go back to Tuesday night, Celtics-Raptors, Fred VanVleet missed a 3 at the buzzer, so the Celtics win. Then you go to Game 7, Nuggets-Jazz, Mike Conley misses at the buzzer, so Nuggets win. That was 2. And then you go Heat-Bucks on Wednesday night. I don't even remember what happened there, but it was 116-114. Like, it went down to the final buzzer. And then, of course, on Wednesday night, you had Game 7, Rockets-Thunder. The Thunder can't get a shot off in the final second, but still, that game goes to the final second. And then Thursday, the early game, OG Anunoby wins it at the buzzer. Five consecutive playoff games in the NBA that went down to the final second. And then, of course, Nuggets-Clippers screwed all of that up. It was lopsided and gave us nothing to watch. But Draymond Green was in studio with the TNT guys last night, and he and Charles both made this point. But the Celtics seemed to be in a zone, and Lowry was able to throw over the top of it all the way to the other side of the court, and they just could not recover. There was not somebody paying enough attention to OG Anunoby, and that allowed him to get the shot off. And now we got a real series. They'll have game four tomorrow down at Disney World.
Story number two.
Nice little story today. ECS graduate Brent Rooker got called up to the Minnesota Twins. He's a former, like, heralded prospect.
Okay.
I mean, he went from ECS to Mississippi State. He was the Collegiate Baseball National Player of the Year, and then the 35th overall pick in the 2017 Major League Baseball draft. And, you know, had been in the minors ever since then, but he got called up today. Started in game one of a doubleheader. I think he went 0-for-1 in that game, but they're playing game two right now, Twins-Tigers, and he just, you know, several minutes ago got his first Major League hit. It was an RBI single to put, I believe, Minnesota up early, although the Tigers are now leading that game 2-1. So, listen, we talk about ourselves as a basketball city because, like, the basketball players, like, who listening to me right now knows who Brent Rooker is? You didn't know who he was?
No.
Like, if there was ever a athlete from Memphis who was the college basketball national player of the year, like, you know, everybody would know who that guy is. How many people right now know who Brent Rooker is? Like, unless you are, like, really into the baseball scene, you probably don't know him. His name has maybe never been said on this radio station until today. But, like, we put baseball players in Major League Baseball.
It's true.
At a pretty impressive rate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.